The Odyssey, Disc 11.
So they conversed together. And now Melanthius, the goatherd, went to the room again to fetch more goodly armor. The noble swineherd spied him, and quickly to Odysseus, standing near, he said, "Highborn son of Laertes, ready Odysseus. There is the knave whom we suspected, just going to the chamber. Speak plainly. Shall I kill him if I prove the better man? Or shall I bring him here to pay for all the crimes he plotted in your house?" Then wise Odysseus answered him and said, "Here in the hall, Telemachus and I will hold the lordly suitors, rage as they may. You two, tie the man's feet and hands, and drag him within the chamber. There fasten boards upon his back, and lashing a twisted rope around him, hoist him aloft, up the tall pillar, and bring him to the beams, that he may keep alive there long, and suffer grievous torment." So he spoke, and willingly they heeded and obeyed. They hastened to the chamber, unseen of him within. He was engaged in searching after armor in a corner of the room, while the pair stood outside the door posts, one on either hand, and waited. Soon as Melanthius the goatherd crossed the threshold, in one hand bearing a goodly helmet, and in the other a broad old shield beflecked with mold, the shield of Lord Laertes, which he carried in his youth, now laid away, its strap seams parted. Then on him sprang the two, and dragged him by the hair within the door, threw him all horror-stricken to the ground, bound hands and feet together with a galling cord, which tight and fast they tied, as they were ordered by Laertes' son, long-tried royal Odysseus. Then they lashed a twisted rope around and hoisted him aloft, up the tall pillar, and brought him to the beams, and, mocking him, said, "You, swineherd Eumaeus. Now then, Melanthius, you shall watch the whole night long, stretched out on such a comfortable bed as suits you well. The early dawn out of the ocean stream shall not in golden splendor slip unheeded by, when you should drive goats for the suitors at the hall to make their meal." Thus was he left there, fast in deadly bonds. The pair put on their armor, closed the shining door, and went to join Odysseus, keen and crafty. Here they stood, breathing fury, four of them on the threshold, although within the hall were many men of might. But near them came Athena, the daughter of Zeus, likened to Mentor in her form and voice. To see her made Odysseus glad, and thus he spoke, "Mentor, save us from ruin. Remember the good comrade who often aided you. You are of my own years." He said this, though he understood it was Athena, the summoner of hosts. But the suitors shouted from the other side, down the hall, and foremost in abuse was Agelaus, son of Demaster. "Mentor, do not let Odysseus lure you by his words to fight the suitors and to lend him aid, for I am sure even then we still shall work our will. And after we have slain these men, father and son, you too shall die beside them for deeds you thought to do within the hall. Here with your head you shall make due amends. And when with the sword we have cut short your power, whatever goods you have, within doors and without, we will confound with the possessions of Odysseus. We will not let your sons and daughters live at home, nor let your true wife linger in the town of Ithaca.